meeting come to order. This is the 55th meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Today is Monday, February 29th. Time is 3:01. Let the record show that Representatives Cato, Savacki, and Springer are in attendance. Representative Collins is excused. Representative Herman is planning to join us later. We have three bills on today's calendar. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 282, House Bill 487, and committee substitute for Senate Bill 317. We're going to proceed in that order and take up first committee substitute for Senate Bill 282. That's an act relating to municipal sales and use taxes and providing for an effective date. I think Senator Sturzlewski is going to address that bill.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm Senator Sturzlewski. This is a bill sponsored by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. And just a little brief background. All of you, I'm sure, have heard the length of time it took us to redo the municipal code all the way. I'm sure Representative Cato loves to hear about that bill. I think we had one gubernatorial veto. It was either 6 or 7 years, and it was 210 pages. But I am happy to report that there has been a minimum of problems with the bill, which means that the longer you cook the stew, sometimes it turns out pretty well. However, there was one problem. The old Title 29 did not carry any provision for liens being filed for sales taxes, but some of the municipalities within the state did set up an ordinance that allowed for a lien. And this all came about at the time, one of the revisions of Title 29, when the city of Fairbanks lost the case. They were told you cannot file a lien for sales tax because it's not covered in the basic state law. So what happened, the bill that went through, and the attorneys were, on the part of the municipalities, did a very good job. They basically, it came through saying that when recorded, the sales tax lien is priority over all other liens, except liens for property tax and special assessments. Well, there were a good number of things, including IRS, other kinds of liens that came before the sales tax, and all of a sudden they found they were at the end of the list, and it really caused some problems with potential problems in closing of real estate and all things. You can take a snapshot of a situation, think you have everything, and then something happens later, a sales tax lien, and it can take precedent over those things that are legally filed. So we've worked with the members of the banking community. We've worked with the municipalities. We had a lot of help by Mr. Bodecker, the municipal attorney for the Kenai Borough, Wes Koiner from the industry. Obviously, the municipalities would prefer having their liens be at the top of the list, but they understand and I believe are accepting of the legislation as provided in the committee substitute. I'll be happy to respond to questions, but it really does correct a potentially serious problem out there.
Thank you. Any discussion, questions to the senator from the committee? The way I read it, the property taxes and special assessment liens are still priority one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's been added then would be two, the liens that were perfected before the recording,
right,
for amounts actually advanced before the recording of the sales tax lien. And of course, then the wording on home rule and general law just covers all municipalities. So I think it's a real fair solution to what could be a difficult problem.
Any other questions?
Yeah, just Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Was the municipal league going to talk on this bill at all?
Be able to answer your questions.
I just maybe a comment of what the.
Sure.
We have some other witnesses here, so when we get done.
I just had one real quick question in regards to the municipalities and
thank you
their
very
position
much.
On the bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Representative Swack, Scott Burgess of the Alaska Municipal League, we did not take a position on the bill per se. We did work through our attorneys with the industry, the banking industry, on the piece of legislation. As the senator indicated, it's not something that we were wanted to see a change in, but recognized the difficult situations that could be caused by it. and felt that our interests were reasonably protected in the compromise, and so we don't have any problems with the legislation per se.
Good. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have Diane Chilip. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I'm Diane Chilimpas. I'm Vice President of Alaska State Employees Credit Union, and I'm here on behalf of that credit union as well as the Alaska Credit Union League.
Thank you.
We would just like to stress that we feel the statute in its current form is devastating to financial institutions in the state of Alaska, and most particularly to small credit unions. Currently, the way the statute reads, it would be devastating to small credit unions to sustain these kind of losses, and we would see those credit unions close their doors. Currently, the legislature is asking us to work with borrowers to lend more money during these economic times, and instead, the way the statute reads, instead we are inclined to tighten up our lending policies and not loan as much money, and of course that's not what we're in the business for. So. Okay.
Any questions? Any further discussion? Anybody else here that wants to testify on the bill? Please identify yourself.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm Craig Dahl. I'm the president of the Alaska Bankers Association, and primarily want to go on record, first of all, saying that we have worked very closely with the Municipal League. Appreciate the work that Mr. Bedecker put in on this bill. It is, as was just stated, very important to all of the financial industries that the law be changed as proposed. And would like to thank the support of these people who have put on a lot of effort into it. I think there's a lot of detail that's gone into this that we could answer questions on if it's there, but we certainly urge that the committee's passing on this bill.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Any further discussion or any questions on the bill?
You got a good team. Go for it.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't want that committee to stand in the way of Alaska becoming prosperous again, so I entertain a motion to pass it out.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass out CS for SB 282 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection to that? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The next bill on the calendar is House Bill 487. That is the title of this bill, is an act relating to warning placards and municipal reporting programs for hazardous materials and hazardous wastes. We have some witnesses signed up. The prime sponsor, Grunberg, just talked to me. In your file, you will find that there is a somewhat parallel bill, House Bill 516. Which addresses the same subject and has a little more restrictive nature. However, that bill has not been referred to our committee. And we can do two things. We can request that House Bill 516 be referred to us, or we can waive House Bill 487. And not looking for work, I suggest we just give House Bill 487 and waive it out of committee and have them referred to state affairs.
So moved.
That is also the prime sponsors is agreeing with that. Is there any objections to that?
No, the prime sponsor is moved.
No, prime sponsor was just here. So that alleviates the necessity for witnesses' statements, and we move right along and give that back to the speaker for referral to state affairs. The next bill before us is committee substitute for Senate Bill 317, an act relating to payment of fishery tax proceeds to municipalities and providing for an effective date. The committee member Adelaide Herman wanted to testify on that bill, but she's not going to be available till 4 o'clock, and I don't think we need to wait till 4 o'clock. We just see what we're getting ourselves into here. There are no witnesses signed up directly. Yes.
Yes, I would like, if I might, to speak on behalf of the sponsor, his staff, Sandy Nussbaum is here. Senator Fisher is tied up in Senate resources. We had the committee in the bill in Community and Regional Affairs, as well as I said on resources, so I'm familiar with the bill.
Sure.
And if it would be your pleasure, I'd be happy to speak to it.
Yeah, please join us.
Fine.
We are in a passing mood here. Stop us.
I normally don't do this for other senators, but I am familiar with the bill, and if there's any problem, I'd appreciate your holding it on behalf of the sponsor. And I would like us to deal with the committee substitute for finance is the one that passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically, this bill started out, I'll just mention this briefly. It deals with fishery taxes and how they are handled. And the way the bill originally came, and there were a lot of problems, including the new borough in the area of Western Alaska, East Aleutian Borough, it called for the borough share of fishery tax to go directly to the municipality that was affected. Well, this cause might have been great for the Kenai Peninsula, but was not so great for other parts of the state. So what you have before us, I think Senator Fisher has worked out very well, is a change to the fishery tax proceeds. So what it says is that a borough is able to transfer all or portion of the funds that it receives to the city in which the tax revenue was collected. But it takes an action, it's local option, it takes action on the part of the borough assembly to do that. There was a change made as it went through the system that allows for, upon meeting of notification by the city, that the payments can come directly from the Department of Revenue and not have to go from the Department of Revenue to the borough to the city. But again, the permissive legislation has to come from the borough assembly. So I think it's a very straightforward thing. There's some discussion that possibly under current law it would be possible to do this, but this clarifies it very and sets it forth, and I can't see where there would be any negative impact on any of the boroughs or cities. Is that basically it? Okay. I think that's it, and I can't speak for Representative Herman, I wouldn't dare, but in the original form, I feel there would have been a negative impact on boroughs forming and so on. There were a lot of implications, and those issues were raised in Senate Community and Regional Affairs.
Thank you. Maybe you can stick around.
Sure, I'll stick around if there's any questions.
Any questions from committee members?
Just kind of a comment, and I think what it's done is it's brought back those people who are going to be involved closely to make those decisions, i.e. the borough and the cities. I think that's Representative Herman's concern was what would happen if you took X amount of dollars from the boroughs, especially the one being formed in the East Aleutians out there. And this way you're giving them the option of making those decisions at the local level instead of us always having to establish a form. So I think it's good, especially in the Kenai, because there is a situation now where the borough in itself has already agreed with one or two of those cities down there in regards to transferring some of those funds.
The only other question I have, and I think that's not a problem either, would be in the case where a borough creation is under consideration, like we have right now in Aleutian West, but that wouldn't create a problem either because you have an effective date one way or another where the form of local government changes, so at that point they can do it too. Okay, I think it got a zero fiscal note. I don't see any problem with it either. I'm just having staff check with Representative Herman's office to see if they have a last minute headache or an upset stomach or something. But I don't think so.
What are the committees does this refer to?
I think that's done. This goes to rules for calendaring, I think.
Yeah. Just
Two rules.
Two rules.
I'd have this one on there.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought, so, thank you.
Okay, they don't know for sure either, so I entertain a motion to pass
okay,
it.
Okay, I move that we pass CS through SB 317 Finance out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Anything else before the committee?
So we gotta have at least one objection, so we have some interest today.
Hearing none, we adjourn at 317.
Great.
Thank you.